Nathan Lamphere, the head baseball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as, again, we take a look back at the 2020 season. And, Coach, you guys knew coming in this year, a lot of inexperience. It was kind of a year that you were going to need the guys to kind of grow.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, we had a lot of inexperience coming in. We knew that. And we talked with the seniors early on. And I tell you what, I've been around some great teams. And, you know, these guys' leadership, you know, a lot of times you think of quality leadership transfers over to top, you know, big wins, conference titles, district titles, so forth. But with this group of three seniors, I tell you what, they, in the grand scheme of things, they took a giant step forward with our young pups that we call them. And, you know, their leadership went a lot bigger than it did in the game of baseball.
Where did you see this team grow and improve as this season went on?
You know, when we hit adversity, we talk to the kids all the time about peaks and valleys. Obviously, you know, looking at our wins and losses, you would have thought the whole season was, you know, we spin it down in the valleys. But, you know, it was when adversity hit, and not so much early on, but, you know, about halfway through the year, say, you know, Scheidegger, Bryce Schmidt, you know, those guys, they'd be on the mound, and, you know, one of these young pups would make an error, a mental error. You know, they didn't get negative with them. They knew. They understood the grand scheme of things. And, you know, they stayed positive. You know, they stuck with them. So these kids never doubted that these, you know, these seniors were feeling let down or, you know, feeling negative. It was never the case.
Coach, what games did you feel like when you kind of walked away from that, you know, you were like, you know what, we're close, we're playing a little bit better, we're playing kind of more what I was hoping to see this year?
You know, it was, we never really put a complete game together this year, but we showed flashes, and it was, you know, there was, you know, Gavin Batta, our eighth grade shortstop, whether, you know, I think he only had, if I recall, one error all season. You know, that's playing shortstop, and he saw a lot of baseballs hit at him. You know, it's, you know, Emmitsburg, we had a chance to win that late. You know, playing Alta, you know, a district final participant, and, you know, they're ranked all year in Class 1A, and, you know, it was, we're leading them in the fourth inning. I think it was 7-5, 7-4. You know, playing Pocahontas, the top 10 team in 2A. You know, we were down 5-2 going into, you know, bottom of the fifth. You know, so forth. You know, there was flashes there. And, you know, like I said, the guys never stopped competing. And, again, they never stopped playing for each other. And that's, you know, that's what you want.
Coach, did you see the improvements at the plate hitting-wise that you were hoping to this year with the youth? Because a lot of these guys seeing varsity pitching for the first times in their career.
You know, it was kind of funny. You know, we talked, you know, some of these kids have never seen a pitch over 60 miles an hour before. Now they're seeing them, you know, 80 or so. And, you know, that's quite the big jump. And, you know, then you mix in a 65-mile-an-hour curveball, and these kids, you know, they've never seen that before. But yet they always went in the box with the right mindset. They were competing. And, you know, physically, were they overmatched? Oh, yeah. But, you know, but they had that mindset, which they weren't going to give in. And they compete, and we, you know, that's what made us happy as a staff, is they always competed.
Coach, you and I talked a couple of times throughout the season about it, but how much do you feel like the COVID situation and the getting the late start to the year and kind of interrupted from, you know, the fall and March pitching that you can normally do and work with your pitchers and stuff, how much did this kind of crazy summer season, how much did that impact you guys, do you think?
You know, with us, it was definitely shown on the mound. You got about 2.5-3 months to get kids ready to throw off the bump. And now we are asked to do it in 2 weeks. And, you know, our guys never got in a rhythm. Bryce Schmidt, who's all last year, he was our guy. He's our Greg Maddox. Come in, he's not going to overpower you. But he's going to hit his spots and let the defense have fun. And, you know, he never got comfortable out there. And there's no doubt that, again, you got 2.5-3 months to get guys ready mentally to be able to throw. And now you had to do that 2 weeks. And, you know, it's tough. And, you know, but again, guys never quit. They kept on coming out there, and they kept on, competing. And, you know, that's probably the hardest hit area that we saw firsthand.
Coach, you mentioned Bryce Schmidt, one of the three seniors, along with Chase Scheidegger and Truman Boyd Harris. I thought all of those guys did some things well this year, and I look at Chase, and he just had a special year and is a special kid.
He is. You know, you look at a kid who, you know, first-team All-State football player, turns around after football, goes out for basketball, and he goes from being the man to, you know, being a role player, and a role player who wasn't logging very many minutes. So when that's going on, that's Chase Scheidegger. You know, he's there for his teammates. He's there for his friends, even whether he's the man or he's not the man. And, you know, some kids can't do that. And, you know, that just shows how special Chase Scheidegger is. And, you know, to branch off on that, our other two seniors, you know, they're the same situation. They could have easily said, you know what, it's a modified season. I'm just going to go and enjoy my graduation money and get ready for college. And, you know, they were, again, it's a reflection to them, their families, and their love for their classmates, teammates, you know, just to drive through the adversities that we went through this summer.
A couple of juniors, Evan Jacobs and Aiden Toms, as we mentioned, this was a very young roster, so just five guys in that junior and senior class combined.
Yes, and, you know, Evan, you know, we love to have him. His best position is probably either first base or second base, but he was our Mark DeRosa, to throw out a name to you from back in the old days.
Yep.
But, you know, we moved him around a lot, so which, you know, I feel bad for him because, you know, he wants to play infield, but we needed him, and he was completely, you know, again, that goes back to our senior leaders and him following suit, and now he's going to be the leader where he is okay with, you know what? Personally, I'd rather do this, but I'm willing to sacrifice it for the team. And then Aiden Toms, he unfortunately had surgery right before the season started, and he was out for the first, I want to say, 2 weeks of the season, maybe three, and then he came back, and he, again, you know, you missed the 2.5-3 months before that, and then you get a late start with a broken hand. It was his throwing hand, so we never, you know, he's got a good arm. We never were able to work him in, and I was going to force him to, jump on with, force him into a situation that physically he's not ready for, especially being a junior. So, you know, he's got a bright future, and, you know, he's quick, he's fast. You know, he's 35-2 in wrestling before he went down with an injury. So, you know, hopefully he gears up, and him and Evan are taking the reins and going to have a successful senior run.
Absolutely, Coach, and I think those two guys, competitive kids, will be able to do that. We'll bounce down to that sophomore group as we start getting into those younger guys. Aiden Westcott, also at Trice Lyons, Cody Thompson, and Jaden Sword, the four guys that were sophomores this year. Jaden, I thought, did a pretty nice job behind the plate for you.
He did. He grew. You know, his body's transitioned a lot in the last year, and he's grown into – you know, he's getting strong. He's got that athletic look, you know. And on top of that, you know, he's a great dude. You know, all these guys, you know, we talk too that, you know, there's, you know, when you're struggling going through a transition year, you know, it's one thing to, you know, not be winning games and have kids who aren't fun to be around. And these dudes, you know, they were fun. And, you know, the sophomore class, you know, you can go through. Trice Lyons was a starting right fielder. He got up there, and there's not one at-bat where he didn't get up there, and it's like, you know what? He's going to barrel one up and hit a gap. You never doubted that he wasn't going to do that. Cody Thompson, he's got a great arm. And, you know, he took steps this year. And then you go to Aiden Westcott. You know, he's going to have a bright future. He just gets up there, and he puts the ball in play. So, you know, these guys, you know, and again, they're put in some situations where they're a year, 2 years away from being ready for it. But they stepped up, and, you know, these guys, they were always there early. You know, if we had practice at 9, they're there at 8:15, get swings off the tee. And, you know, they're, like I said, they're good dudes to be around.
And, Coach, we're going to combine the freshmen and eighth graders. You mentioned Gavin Batty, your starting shortstop this year, as an eighth grader. You also had Zach Trott as an eighth grader, and then Chance Rader and Brian Steig, a couple of freshmen for you as well.
Oh, you know, there's nice pieces here going forward. And, again, they're, you know, some of these guys were forced into action a year, 2, 3 years ahead of where they were. And I'll add another one, Nick Whiskey, who got up there and, you know, JV games, he was hitting the ball, and he had a broken finger, you know. So these guys, you can show up and you can watch a varsity game and be like, that guy's a young dude. You know, you can just see how a lot of these experiences they're going through for the first time, and their eyes get big and so forth, but yet they never shy away from the competition. They're always up for the challenge, and, you know, did their youth show? Oh, yeah, but they were ready for it. And they were always taking a step. We challenged them every day to end the day better than you started. And, you know, they, like I said, they're a great bunch of dudes, and there's some nice pieces there.
Coach, do you feel like hitting is going to be the place that you guys maybe see the best and biggest increase next year, just because these guys have gotten a chance now to face, as you mentioned earlier, pitching that's not in the 60s unless it's a breaking ball, but they've been able to see all of that?
Oh yeah, their experience now is going to pay. It's going to pay off moving forward, and we've talked about that. We, you know, some of these guys, I know Zach Trott was getting frustrated, you know, but we tried to stress to him, you know, the big picture. You know, you're now, you know, take Newell Fonda, and we use Newell Fonda for examples multiple times. Those guys, 5 years ago when we got here, a lot of these guys were eighth graders playing. And, you know, we were a senior-dominated team that first year, and we thumped them, you know, because they were in their shoes. And we, like I said, we talked about Newell Fonda. They're probably the best baseball team we've seen all year. And they took their thumps, but they kept on. They didn't shy away from the competition. They kept on driving through adversity. And now, like I said, they're one of the better teams around here. So that's what we challenged our young pups with.
Well, Coach, I'm excited about next season and the future of South Central Calhoun baseball. Appreciate everything that you did with us throughout the season. Thanks very much for giving us some time here today, and look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, and as always, appreciate everything you've done, not only this year, but my 5 years here. So thank you, and I know the guys appreciate everything.
You bet. Head coach again, Nathan Lamphere, again with the South Central Calhoun baseball team.